You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Lithuania 9-1, the draw is 4-1, England are 4-11. England already secured top spot. They're going for a 100% record in the group, but they don't necessarily need to win now. They've already secured a seeding for the European Championships, and there's going to be a lot of changes here, but do England should still have enough, shouldn't they?
Well, you'd think so. I mean, they haven't slipped up at all against... Well, the whole group is littered by teams like Lithuania. I mean, Lithuania, Estonia, Slovenia, not so much opposition as venues for a stag do. And Liverpool, England have walked all over them, really. And rightly so. The only difficult game, really, they faced was Switzerland away, and he got the job done very early in the group. And after that, it's been plain sailing. But what did you say, 1-4? Did you say 4-11? What price are England? 4-11?
4-11, yeah.
Do you want to back a team 4-11 away from home? We've already qualified. They're playing a string of, well, second stringers. Come on, if you're backing a 4-11 poke, I basically want its nose already over the line, and you can't say that about England. I mean, it'll be a major achievement for Lithuania to beat England, because Lithuania have got nothing to play for, of course, either. You know, they're out of it. It's a match that you'll want to miss, basically. The only thing I can say from a betting point of view, I wouldn't be backing England, obviously not at those odds. What I would say is that they've scored 28 goals, I think, England in the qualifying group in 9 games, and only 3 of those have come in the first half hour. Quite remarkable. Now, Roy Hodgson was suggesting that's just a statistical blip. I'm not so sure. I mean, because Hodgson, we all know, is a very cautious manager, and I can imagine him sending out his England players, you know, just take it easy, don't have any, you know, no setbacks early on, and then our class will count in the end. It's happened too long and too often for it to be a statistical blip. So what I'm saying is I might well go, instead of backing England at ridiculously odds on pokes, I might well go for the, I think it's 3-1 for the draw at half-time and England at full-time. I think that's a realistic bet, actually. Especially this is a plastic pitch, by the way, so England will take some time to get used to it.
Yeah. We do have a timecast on the website as well. England to score first and the first goal after 31 minutes at 8-5. Would that be something of appeal?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Because, that's probably the safer bet, but it's definitely logical. I wouldn't put anybody off either of those bets.
All right, so England to eventually get the job done then, by the sounds of things. Any players stand out to you that you think will try and, obviously, a chance for them to prove themselves in this kind of game?
Well, remember a couple of weeks ago, Mark, we were I think Lee was a bit dismissive of John Joe Shelby, and I leapt to his support. He's definitely starting on Monday night against the Lithuanians, and I like him, but he's probably playing in the anchor role, so I'm not sure how much license he'll get to roam and have pot shots. But 3-1 to score any time when you're playing for a team that's 4-11 to win, I wouldn't put anybody off that. I've got a sneaking suspicion that Andros Townsend will be in from the start as well. He's 12-5. He's got a shoot on sight policy. So, yeah, I would rather be on them than Walcott, the likes of Walcott and Jamie Vardy at around evens, or even worse, Harry Kane and Danny Ings at odds on. No, I wouldn't be going for those.
No. Do you think Lithuania can trouble the score sheet at all? Their penalty in the last game was their only shot on target in the match, and they only had 36% of possession in the game as well. So would England to win 2-0 be a kind of angle in as well?
Yeah, I think they're around the even money mark, aren't they, England to win 2-0?
4-5, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've scored, 5 goals, Lithuania, in 9 games, so half a goal a game, and they've played weaker opposition than England. The worry, of course, is it boils down to the fact that there's nothing riding on this match, and England's second string. Maybe in a way, the fact that the second team players out, maybe that will improve England's chances of win because they've got something to prove. They've got a place on the plane to France to fight for. So maybe in a funny way, that will improve England's chances of winning 2-0. Yeah, I wouldn't. It's 4-5. I hate betting on games when there's nothing at stake. I mean, you know what? It's a quick way of going skint. But I would say if I had to put a gun to my head, I'd have to say England to win 2-0. They've only conceded 3 goals in 9 games. And against better teams than Lithuania. So, yeah, that's a decent bet.
All right, just mentioning the headline offers as well, as we usually do. Jamie Vardy to score in England to win is 2-1. He'll play the game, won't he, Jamie Vardy? And Theo Walcott to score in England to win is 2-1. I'm not sure Walcott will end up playing, but either of those appeal to you?
Well, Vardy looked good, didn't he, when he came on the other night? I mean, you just wonder if he was a real England international, a genuine England international. Would he have made a breakthrough a little bit before now? I don't know, maybe that's been a bit harsh on him. Same applied to Danny Ings, I suppose. Jory's still out on him.
Yeah. And where does Harry Kane fit into all this? We haven't mentioned him. Is he likely to play in... If he does play, this is a great opportunity for him to state a claim to be in England starting 11 more often, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he'll be dying to play. And given the injury worries for the likes of Sturridge and Welbeck and so on, if you're Harry Kane, you've got to be thinking, is it me or Theo Walcott for the striking role? It's got to be me. I like Harry Kane. When he first, you know, leapt to the scene last season, I'm thinking, you know, he can't be this good. This has got to be a flash in the pan. This is the Clive Allen season. But even though he hasn't scored this season, I've liked what I've seen from him. He hasn't scored that many, rather. He has scored. I like him. I think he'll start, you know. I think he'll start, and I'm reasonably certain he'll score as well. But his odds on, don't like odds on in that kind of bet.
No. All right, what would be your best bet for this England game then?
Well, I'm going to go for the draw at half-time, England at full-time. I mean, you know, the professional footballers and everybody's played on plastic pitches, but it does take some getting used to. It really does. Should we expect England to pound Lithuania, who are used to this pitch, in a game that doesn't matter? It ain't going to happen. I can see this being 0-0 and England scoring in the 68th minute.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.